The worst of it's over now.
The crown and seal are mine at last.
Until I take them away from you.
The conspirators spun around, reaching for their weapons, only to stop and stand very still as Dominic's guards spilled into the crypt. Jordan counted 17, and he could hear others moving outside. Even with Gawain's axe, the odds stank. He ostentatiously took his hand away from his sword and smiled winningly at Dominic. The prince smiled at Jordan with half his mouth, but the single eye in the ruined face was cold and unamused.
You were always the brightest of us, Victor. I knew you'd work it out first, if any of us did. All I had to do was keep a close watch on you, and sooner or later you'd lead me right to the crown and seal. Not that it matters, but how did you know where to look?
Jordan carefully put the crown and seal down on Malcolm's bier.
Dad made a will. He thought none of us were worthy to be king, but he did leave us a clue. It brought me here. The rest was just common sense.
So, you followed the clue, and I followed you. Just as I followed you all along, no matter where you went or what you did, I was right there with you. You know, you've done very well, Victor. I had you fed enough poison to kill a normal man twice over, but still you clung stubbornly to life. What a strong constitution you do have.
It was poison. But how? I checked the food every way I could, and Argent tasted the food himself.
She stopped and looked past Dominic. The others did the same. Standing just outside the crypt doorway stood Robert Argent. He stared calmly back at them.
My own dear traitor. My very own personal spy on your ranks. He kept me informed of your every move and poisoned your food. Rather nice touch, that, I thought. Who would ever suspect the food taster of being the poisoner?
I don't believe you. I watched him eat the food and swallow it. He couldn't have faked it.
He didn't. Why should he? What harm can poison do to a dead man?
He gestured languidly with his left hand. A great bloody wound appeared on Argent's chest. The sides of the wound were raw and livid, but no blood ran. Argent's face never changed. He looked as he always did, calm, resigned, and very tired. Jordan looked at Argent and his mouth went dry. There was no way Argent could have survived a wound like that. He was a lich, a walking dead man. All this time he'd been working with a dead man. Somewhere in the back of Jordan's mind, a crazy little voice wanted to scream and jabber, but he fought it down. He'd already faced ghosts and monsters and reality gone wild. He could cope with a lich. He had to, even if it was a man he'd fought beside and trusted. Roderick looked at Argent, his face twisted with grief.
Robert, why didn't you tell me? I would have helped you. I would have found some way to help you.
Argent said nothing. He didn't move at all.
I killed him several months ago. It was quite easy, really. He didn't suspect a thing until it was too late. My sorcery holds him at the very point of death. As long as I keep renewing the spell, he'll stay alive. Of course, if I should happen to forget, it's the perfect form of blackmail, really. I have complete control over him. It's a pity I can't use the technique more often, but the sorcery involved is very draining.
You miserable bastard.
You're a fine one to talk, Victor. Before we came down here, I had my people search your quarters thoroughly, just on the off chance we might turn up something interesting. And guess what we found in your wardrobe?
What's he talking about, Victor? Victor?
Oh, go on. Do tell us why you decided to kill your actor double.
Oh, what have you done, Victor? Damn you, what have you done?
Jordan's heart warmed a little at the look on Sir Gawain's face, but he didn't dare let the knight see anything on his face. He shrugged coldly.
He was plotting to take my place for real, so I killed him. We didn't need him anymore anyway. Dad never meant for you to be king, Dominic. He knew you were crazy. There's bad blood in all our family, but you're the worst, and always have been. You're not fit to be king.
You're in no position to stop me. I, on the other hand, hold all your fates in my keeping. You live or die according to what I decide, here and now. And isn't that, in essence, what a king's power is? Except, of course, I could always have you killed and then bring you back again, if I really wanted to. Perhaps you'd like to beg me to save you. I'm quite prepared to listen. I'm a reasonable man. I can always use another slave.
Jordan's hands flexed impotently at his sides. Dominic was out of reach of his sword, and his few remaining flare pellets were in the sleeve of the shirt he'd left in Victor's bedroom. His mind worked desperately, and he let his eyes wander around the crypt. A flaring torch crackled quietly on the wall to his left. Jordan's gaze fell on Dominic's ruined face, and an idea came to him. He didn't hesitate. He swept the torch out of its holder.
Don't like fire, do you?
No!
The thrown torch hit Dominic's chest and fell away, but Dominic's robe had already caught fire.
Kill them! Kill them all!
The conspirators drew their weapons and the guards started forward. Arjun drew his sword and blocked the doorway. His face was utterly blank. Jordan moved to stand shoulder to shoulder with Sir Gawain, who seemed to hesitate a moment before accepting his presence. Jordan looked at the advancing guards and knew his luck had just run out. He wasn't going to win, he wasn't going to be a prince, and he wasn't even going to get his money. All he could do now was take as many guards with him as he could. He just hoped he'd stay dead. It was a pity he hadn't had a little more time. He was just beginning to get a feel for the part. Daemon Kord burst through the entrance, throwing aside Argent. His mace gleamed dully in the torchlight. He was followed by a troop of guards wearing the Regent's colors. And behind them came the steward. Her Balefire sword shot light across the dull floor.
Lucky I set some of my people to watching you, Victor. Damn traitors are coming out of the woodwork these days.
Attack!
The two sides were evenly matched, and the fight raged back and forth across the great stone chamber. The clash of steel on steel and the stamp of boots on stone echoed dully back from the low ceiling, and the cold faces of King Malcolm's ancestors watched indifferently from their biers. Jordan and Sir Gawain fought back to back, and dead and dying guards lay piled about their feet. Jordan swung his sword with cold desperation, calling on the imprints of Victor's long years of training. None of the guards was good enough to get close to him. At his back, Gawain's glowing axe spattered blood and brains on floor and ceiling alike. Jordan snatched a brief glance at Dominic and was relieved to see that he was leaning weakly against the wall, too shocked by his fresh burns to think about getting involved. Slow tides moved through the battle, carrying the combatants in sudden, unexpected directions. Roderick found himself in the crypt doorway, face to face with Argent, and his sword faltered. Argent's blade flashed forward, and Roderick felt his heart jump as a thin red line of blood appeared on his cheek. If he hadn't flinched back, the point would have taken out his eye. Roderick's sword moved automatically through a defensive pattern, but he made no move to attack Argent. He wasn't sure he could. Whatever had happened to Argent, whatever he had said or done, Argent was still his lifelong friend. He couldn't raise his sword against him. They'd been through too much together. It would have been like killing himself. But Argent pressed his attack more and more fiercely, and Roderick was hard-pressed to keep him at arm's length. It slowly occurred to Roderick that he was getting tired, while Argent was as fresh and determined as when they'd started. Dead men don't get tired. Angry tears burned in Roderick's eyes as for the first time he began to press the attack. If he had to kill his friend, he swore to himself that come what may, he'd send Dominic down into the dark after him. Heather crouched behind a stone bier and tried to make herself as inconspicuous as possible. Just in case that didn't work, she kept a dagger concealed in her hand. The battle raged back and forth before her, and she couldn't tell who, if anyone, was winning. She could see Victor right there in the thick of things, and her heart went out to him. She knew how weak he still was, despite his marvelous recovery, but he was swinging his sword with a verve that brought an appreciative smile to her lips. Victor would defeat Dominic. It was inevitable. Dominic wasn't fit to be king. It was a pity Victor had killed the actor, but that wasn't important. Jordan was just a jumped-up little nobody who wouldn't be missed. There was no reason why anyone else should ever have to know about his death. Daemon Kord led the Regent's troops in a charge through Dominic's men, but he couldn't keep the momentum going long enough to reach the prince himself. The fighting became slow and fragmentary, and the battle swiftly degenerated into a confused melee. But soon the press of bodies was too great, and he had to be careful not to strike down his own men. Instead, he concentrated on working his way through the crush toward Dominic. The prince had opened the gateway in the west wing. Hundreds had died, very nearly including his own mentor, Catriona Taggart. One way or another, he was going to have Dominic's head for that. He met Dominic's gaze for a moment over the crush of bodies, and Kord grinned savagely as the prince had to look away. The fight went this way and that as the two forces jostled for position. Blood soaked the ancient stone floor, and the living stumbled constantly over the broken bodies of the dead and dying. Jordan wiped the sweat from his brow with a hurried sweep of the back of his hand and glared about him for Dominic. His heart missed a beat when he couldn't find him, and then he spotted the prince inching his way along the wall toward the door. Time seemed to slow and stop for Jordan. There was no way he could reach Dominic in time. There were too many people in the way. Nobody else could get there either. Dominic was going to get away.
No! No!
Jordan lifted his sword and threw it at Dominic. The whole battle seemed to hesitate as the sword went tumbling gracefully end over end through the air. Dominic caught a glimpse of something coming toward him out of the corner of his eye and started to turn. Everybody in the room stopped what they were doing upon hearing the scream. Dominic looked disbelievingly at the blood spilling down his chest. He tried to pull out the sword blade with his bare hands. Blood dripped from his lacerated fingers. For a moment, it looked as though he might actually pull himself free from the wall. Then Cord stepped forward.